But what if guilt is not resolved? What if a person continues to bear it day after day, never seeking to settle it before the Lord? There are four serious consequences which come upon the person with unresolved guilt. When you feel guilty, thank God. I'm serious about that statement. Give thanks to God when you're convicted of some wrong. It is a sign that God loves you too much to permit you to continue on a course or in a condition which will bring you sorrow and hurt. I watch a parent discipline a child. More than once I have heard a parent say, "This hurts me more than it does you." Or perhaps the saying is, "After I discipline my child, I go apart privately and weep. It breaks my heart to have to punish my little one." Now, if that be the case, why does the parent discipline the child? Because of love. In like manner, God makes you uncomfortable in your sin or error because He loves you too much to leave you there. The guilt which results from the conviction of the Holy Spirit is never intended to make us miserable, but to make us pure by leading us to repentance and confession that we may receive the forgiveness of God. Feelings of guilt can be beneficial to us, therefore. On the one hand, it is a warning that something is wrong. It is to the spirit of man what physical pain is to the body. A pain in a certain part of the body signals there is a problem there, and so we seek medical aid to remedy the problem. The guilt which burdens the mind and emotions of a person indicates that there is a problem in the spiritual realm. So we seek the Lord God to settle that problem and to give us relief. We might be tempted to work on the symptoms if it were not for the persistence of the misery of a guilty conscience. We might change appearances and be accepted by people. But to have peace with God, we must work on the causes. To have lasting relief, we must work on the causes and get them reconciled. Suppose a person has an infection in his body. There is pain and fever. He might take medicine to make the temperature go down and to dull the pain, but that does not heal the infection. It is never enough to treat symptoms in the physical or the spiritual realm. God sends a conviction of guilt to the mind, just as He sends pain to the body, and it will continue until the cause is dealt with. God sends pain to the body to show that it needs help in healing, and sends guilt to the conscience to show it needs forgiveness. So I say again, when you feel guilt, thank God. It is a sign of His love and His willingness to heal your spiritual hurt. But what if the guilt is not resolved? What if a person continues to bear it day after day, never seeking to settle it before the Lord? There are four serious consequences which come upon the person with unresolved guilt. First, he will experience depression. He will become downhearted and sad. His energy will slump and his spirits will suffer in the doldrums. It has always been so. The ancient psalmist lamented, "I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel." In another psalm, he testified, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer." And I call that a classic description of depression. "It is as if my very bones ached," the psalmist explained. "I had no rest. Day and night I groaned in my spirit. It seemed a weight was pressing down upon me. My enthusiasm and vitality was dried up like moisture in a time of drought. I lost the joy of living." Have you been there? Depression will make you miserable, make you feel unworthy, and make you feel that God and other people are angry at you. And depression can be caused by guilt. But second, one will experience rejection. A guilty person will have a sense of unworthiness. He does not like himself and feels unworthy to be valued by anyone else. He will lament, "All these things are against me." But it is not so. God is for us. He is on our side. He stands ready to help. The feelings which accompany conviction of sin are for the purpose of making us uncomfortable so that we will turn to God and receive His forgiveness. He has promised, "All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and he who comes to me I will in no wise cast out." You see, He will not reject you in spite of your guilt. And third, one will experience fear. God warns that punishment comes on the guilty, so the person will be in dread of the penalty of his sins. He might even see punishment in neutral things, the breakdown of his automobile, a problem of physical health, the loss of a friend. He will live with a chronic unhappiness, knowing that even if things are well today, they may be worse tomorrow because judgment is coming. Proverbs 14:13 describes such a person in these words, "Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness." Isn't that a terrible way to live? And yet it is the certain condition of any person who carries the burden of guilt. Fourth, one will experience insecurity. That will express itself in any of several ways, as fatigue, physical illness, mental or emotional illness, restlessness, boredom, and even rebellion. Here is how God describes the insecurity of the person who carries the load of guilt. He said, "The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." Like the moving of the waves on the water, the guilty person is never at ease. I know the misery of such a condition. I know it by personal experience and by the testimony of people who have come to me for counseling concerning it. I know what it can do to one's life, in the lives of one's family, and in one's contact with other people. Now the good news is that God delights in forgiving the guilty. I encourage you, come to Him in repentance from your sins. Trust the saving work of Jesus as sufficient to atone for your iniquities. Ask for and receive His forgiveness. For He promises, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And that's why He makes you feel guilty. He wants to cleanse you. Father, we stand a little bit in amazement that it could be so that You who love us so much, that even when we are guilty, personally, inexcusably guilty of sin, nevertheless You come to us in loving kindness and in grace. Thank You for the conviction of sin. Thank You for the sense of guilt that settles upon us when we are outside the will of God. Thank You that the purpose of it is to lead us to cleansing and confession and freedom in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.